begin.
Okay, let's begin the. I want to do that little sugya first, and then before we start on Yud Aleph and Aleph Ger Kol. Let's begin. Nochem, you want to read? Let's see the Gemara here, Mishnah and Yudam Beis. We'll speak some of the dinim out. Go ahead. If you want to see the Mishnah here, Yudam Beis. Go ahead. You want someone else to go?
Yeah.
Shimon, go ahead. Let's see the Mishnah. Go ahead. The Sula.
Sula Ksubas and Messiah, Balmana Bane.
Of Sula or Ksubas 200, Almana Mana.
Sula, Almana Gusha, Chalutza, Menayrasin.
Of Sula, that's an almana. Of Sula, it's a widow or a grusha of chalutzim and erisin. Her ksuba is 200, and she has tainus besula. Okay, so the almana lamaisa, she's a grusha or a chalutzim, meaning they had a divorce after erisin. The ksuba is 200. Physically, she remains a besula. So when she gets remarried, her ksuba is 200, and there's a tainus besula. Okay, now. We know, we've mentioned many times, that there's two stages in a wedding in halacha. There's kedushin, which asks the woman and everyone else kula alma kehekdish. And then 12 months later, the Mishnah says in Ksubas and in Zayin Amanaf, there's nesuin, which creates a heter l'chasam l'kala. So l'maisa, you see the two stages in a marriage. And the ksuba, if the marriage was ended before the nesuin, the halacha is how much? Halacha, she gets 200 because physically she's what? Physically she's still a besula. What's the clear implication? The clear implication is that if she would have nesuin, even if she physically was a besula, what would her ksuba be? 100. So you can't just focus on physicality. Okay, I want you to get that down. You can't just focus on physicality. If it depends on physicality, then even the woman from nesuin should get 200. Before nesuin, if her marriage ended, the halacha is that she gets what? The halacha is she gets 200. If she had nesuin, even if physically she remains a besula, the halacha is she gets 100. That's clear from the Mishnah. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Rashi and the Mishnah. Go ahead, Shimon. Whether she's a besula, almana, or grusha, or chalutza, and erisin, then she went ahead and got remarried, right? Yeah, I mean, it's 200. She physically is a besula, right? Go ahead. You know, I just thought of the assumption is, I guess the kedushin wasn't done through bia. You know, you could do kedushin through bia, kesef, shtar, and bia. The assumption is that it was not done through bia, I mean, erisin. That they didn't have bia. That's the assumption. Why do I make that assumption? That's not such a crazy assumption because Rav is the first generation Amora. You bathe him and bathe him in Kedushin. He says anyone's Mekadosh woman's bia used to give Malkus to. It's not sneas. So it's not a crazy assumption that we're making, that the Kedushin was not done with bia. But that's clearly the assumption. Go ahead. Yesh Lehen. Finish up the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Wow, if he doesn't find, if the second husband doesn't find her ksuba, she loses everything. She loses the whole ksuba, and that's halacha. She gets zero. Okay, so I want you to get down, halacha l'maisa, before we even get the vayter and tesis, what is the topic of this Mishnah? What is the topic of this Mishnah? The din that we learned is that if she remains a ksuba physicality, she didn't have an nesuin, she gets 200 in her next marriage. If she had an nesuin, she'll only get 100. But let me ask you, is the topic of the Mishnah, we brought this up many, many times, there's two possible topics you could talk about when you talk about Tainus Besula. What are the two possible topics? One possible topic is Isser, and the other possible topic is what? The other possible topic that I bring the markers in, I had them in my office, oh, I have them in my pocket, oh. So, whenever you see the phrase Tainus Besula, what are the two possible topics? Isser or Mafsir or Ksubasa. So what is the topic of our mission? What do you say? What is the topic of our mission? It says Yeshlan Tainus Besula. What did Rashi say? Rashi said Ibid Kol Ksubasa. So Rashi clearly holds that the topic of the Mishnah is referring to what is referring to the Ksuba. Now if you recall, we had a Tosos, let's get it down, on Tesamid Bey's Tibramasko Golil that proved this, that our Mishnah was talking about Ksuba, not Isser. Because when it comes to Isser, What does the Gemara say on Yud Beis Amud Aleph? What does the Gemara say on Yud Beis Amud Aleph? It says that Almana Minin Nesuin, that you marry her Becheskes Besula, she's you're believed to answer her, even after Nesuin. See, our Mishnah said, Erisin is what we're talking about, not Nesuin, correct? But if the topic is Isser, even Almana Minin Nesuin, if you marry her and she said that she didn't live with the guy, then you're believed to answer her, right? If she said that the guy died at Rahman al-Islam after the chuppah, right? She's an almana min nesuin. And we all know that he didn't live with her. So he married her becheskes besula. And nimsus b'uli is believed to asser her. So if the topic of our Mishnah was Isser, then why would the Mishnah say almana min erisin? Even almana min nesuin. So it must be the topic of our Mishnah, guys, is dafka what? Ksuba, not Isser. Please get this down, though. That's exactly what Rashi's driving at in Tosfos on New Testament base. We didn't appreciate it. At least I didn't appreciate it. Maybe you guys did. I didn't appreciate that Tosfos until now. I'm glad we're doing this small piece in Shir. Because I didn't appreciate it. That's what Tosfos meant in Testament in Rashi Begolim. What he meant to say, Eli, is that's exactly what Rashi's saying. That the topic of our Mishnah is Ksuba. Because the Mishnah is delineating and distinguishing between what Shalom, between Almanim and Eris and Almanim and Nesuin. But in the realm of Isser, and Almanim and Nesuin, you're believed to answer her. If she had her first husband that died right after the chuppah, she's Almanim and Nesuin, but she's a psula physically, he expected to marry psula, she turns out to be a bula. He's believed to answer her. So why did the Mishnah only say Almanim and Erisin? Must be the topic of our Mishnah is only Ksuba, not Isser. Because if it was the realm of Israel, you follow me? If it was the realm of Isser, we would say Almanim and Erisin. We would say Almanim, even Almanim and Nesuin. Allah Chalamayis. So that's the Chiddush that Tosfos says, Pshat and Rashi. And the truth is, the Pnei Yehoshua says even more. And the Pnei Yehoshua says even more, and the Shittu Gepetza says the same thing, Yaakov. Listen to this Pshat. You know what? Al Pi Halacha, I'll tell you even more. 98% of the women are mutter, yes? There's no Dina Pesach Pasuach. You're not believed. Sveik Sveika, correct? 98% of the women in the world. So that's our Mishnah. Which women are we talking about? Most women in the world, 98% of the women. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about Ishus Kohen, or Ishus, the father accepted Kedusha Pachas Mishol Hashem Yom Echad. How do you know the Mishnah, where that's one suffix where you believe to say Pesach Pesuch Legavi Yisr? How do you know our Mishnah is not talking about those two cases? How do you know our Mishnah is not talking about those two cases? How do you know our Mishnah is not talking about these two cases? You guys tell me. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, Moir Likapshat. Unbelievable. He says, you know why? Which one of the women mentioned in the Mishnah? Two of the women can't marry a Kohen. Which two? Grusha and a Chalutza. So obviously he's not talking about Ashes Kohen. So Meir Nika Ha'ara. Right? The second husband can't be a Kohen. So we're not talking about Ashes Kohen. Second husband, you can't talk about Pchusu Bashal Shalom Yom Echad. Why not? Because no Chalitza, there's Chalitza not Shach Mektane. There's no Chalitza Mektane. The Chalitza is not Shach Mektane, you hear me? So the Pnei Yehoshua says, it's got to be that we're not talking about Israel Baila. We're talking about the Ksuba. We're talking about the Ksuba. So I want you to get those two points down. That our Mishnah is talking about Afsadas Ksuba, not Isser. Number one, it can't be talking about Isser because why? If it's talking about Isser, it could be even Almanim and Nesuin. That's Rashi with the Tosfos on Testament base. Number two point that the Pnei Yehoshua is, we're talking about the cases in the world where he's not believed anyway. You want to tell me somebody Eishes Kohen? It can't be good Eishes Kohen. Because a second husband can't be a Kohen, he can't marry a Grusha Chalutza. And it can't be Eishes Shop, Chusim Bashal, Shonim Yom Echad. Because why? Because you have to do a Chalutza with a Ketane. So we're talking about regular women. The thing is, the Pnei Yehoshua, so I thought this unbelievable. You know, you look at this Mishnah, it's innocuous Mishnah, Gemore. Mishnah's talking about Sadat Subasa, not Isula Baila. Those are the two Echreches. Echrechim. Okay, you follow me? Tosfos at Tesavim Beis Damasco Gol. I didn't appreciate the Tosfos. But he says that the Gemara says, you're Beis Damasco Gol, then Almanamin and Nesuin, you're believed to Atzer. If the husband died after, God forbid, if he died after the Chuppah, she's a Besula. And then you marry her, she tries to be a Bula, you believe to Atzer. So why did all Mishnah only talk about Almanamin and Erisin? Because must be the Mishnah not talking about Isser. Talking about Ksuba, like Rashi said. The second point up the Pnei Yehoshua is we're talking about what? You're not believed anyway, Ligabi. She's talking about most women in the world. Sveik Sveikin. Oh, you may be talking about Ashes Kohen? No. How could a Kohen be a second guy? Can't be a Grusha Chalutza. Can't be an Ashes Pukusa Bashal Shom Yom Echad. Because the Chalutza is not Shach Mektana. But the Pnei Yehoshua does ask like this. He says, I don't understand. You remember the Tosfos we had in Yud Amud Aleph? Tira Maskon Chazoket? What did Tosfos say? You guys remember? That Pesach Pasuach went with the Ksuba. You remember that if you're not believed to Aser her, right, so you're not believed to Mafsu the Ksubasa. You remember that? You remember that Tosfos in Yud Amud Aleph? Remember Tosfos said it went hand in hand? On Yud Amud Aleph, he said, if you're not believed to Aser, you're not, you only say Chazaka Neman and Anam Torech Mesudu Mafsida if you believe the Aser. You remember the Tosfos here, right? That's what Tosfos said, the Maskal Chazaka. That was Tosfos Shtikl. That's Taka what he said. You only believe Lamais. If you're not believed the Aser, you're not believed the Maker of the Ksuba. So what's going on in our Mishnah? The way we're setting up the Mishnah is that there's a split. The Mishnah is only about Afsara Ksubasa. It's only talking about you have a tiny spesulim legabi afsara subasa, but not legabi yisur. You're that penil shua. It's a stark akasha. According to the other Rishonim Pinchas, remember we made a split. It's not a problem. The other Rishonim made a split. Remember we said that? That a person who doesn't want to spit in his coats and drink it, right? Remember we had that? Those Rishonim can make a split, lemaisa. There are Rishonim that made a split and said you're machalic. You could say, even if you're not believed, listen, you can believe in on the Torah Pasudim Afsidim. If you say like those other Rishonim, remember Johnny, that make a split, then the Mishnah's clear. But if you don't make the split, how are you going to be Mazmin the Mishnah? So he says like this, I want you to get it down, and to me it's a tremendous Chiddush, but you have to interpret the Mishnah. If you're running a parish of Mishnayos, we write it down. Our own parish, not our school parish of Mishnayos, our own parish. Right, our Shir's parish. You know what he says? That Tainus Basulim has to be translated as Tainus Domin. He's claiming there's no blood. That's Lavdafka in the Mishnah. It said Tainus Basulim. But it's a Tainus Domin. Tainus Domin, we said, you're believed even without Chazaka Enam Torek Basudu Mafsidim. Tainus Domin is believed even without that. And therefore, he's claiming there was no blood. That's what it means. That in all these cases in the Mishnah, you have a Tainus Basulim means you have a Tainus Domin. So that's the Pshat Lamaisim. That's the Mahalach I wanted to bring out here, Pshat and Mishnah. That the topic of our Mishnah is Afsadis Ksubasa and not Isser Lamaisa, but you have to come on to say that Pnei Yeshua says you want to say it's Tainus Domin. Because those who've shown him that argued on that, based on that klal, remember we had that famous klal, Lamaisa, we made a split, those who've shown him made a split between the Isser and the Mammon, right? We had those who've shown him that made that split. Lamaisa, if you make that split, that's what we're saying. That Adam Rokek Bekosu shall say you. I mean, the truth of the matter is that he's not going to spit in the coast and drink it. He's going to lose a divorce in a month or two. So he is believed. Even though he's not believed Legabi Aseringer, he is believed Legabi Udav Sadak Subasa. Okay, we got it, Clore? You guys got it, Clore? I do have to tell you, I saw the Meiri. The Meiri does say, please get in your notes, that the Mishnah is talking about Bain Lisser, Bain Linen, Hefs of Ksuba, and he goes on to explain every case separately. But the Meiri get down says that the Mishnah is talking about both. I guess you have to ask on him why didn't it say Almana Minin Nisun. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Meiri does say, I found the Meiri in the Kovitz before Shem. Underlined it, the Meiri, Lamaisa does say like that. I don't know, he just points out it's different. So I want you to get that the Meiri says we're talking about both. Okay, the Lashon and the Meiri, I'll give you the Mara Mokom. Very quickly, let's get to it. Meiri is here on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. He says, Achshav alav tanes besun im le'isser im lehefsek tzuba ala drachim shibyarnu. Okay, fine. All right, let's go vayter in the Gemara Shimon. Okay, let's start a few lines in the Gemara. We're not going to do every line, but I want to just bring out a very important point, I believe, a very important horror. Let's get it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shim. Rav Chana from Baghdad said, Almana is Al-Shein Manah, she gets $100. Go ahead. What do you do about Almana Min Erisin? Almana Min Erisin gets $200, so why does her name, why is she branded that name, Almana? Go ahead. Since you call Almana Min Erisin, Almana, you call her also what? In low plug. We call Amana Minerson Amana too as well. Frek the Gemara. What do you do about Amana? It's written in the Torah. Amana is written in the Torah. Koin Gadol Kiamirin Amana. If Amana is Al Shei Mana, Amana was later at Takanas Chachamim. We learned at Yud Amana after the Takana of Ksub is Adra Amana. So the Torah wrote the word Amana knowing in mind that the Rabbanan later on, Misakin, Tarsha Ba'peh, the Chachmei HaMasorah, that Aksuba is the Rabbanan? Frek the Gemara Akasha. What do you say? Unbelievable answer. Go ahead. What's the Gemara answer? Yes, the Gemara answers that the Torah knows everything. Hashem benevuah. Of course, Hashem knows everything. They did on the future of the Rabbanan Misakin Amana for a what? For an Amana. Frek the Gemara.
Because of Kral Asid.
Ah, who does the Torah talk about what's going to be in the future? Go ahead.
In.
Truth is, I always was bothered by that in my separations. I don't know if you were. But the Torah identifies the names of the rivers. Go ahead.
Kidekel.
Kidmas, Ashur. Went to the eastern part of Ashur, Assyria. Go ahead. The Tana.
Tana of Yosef, Ashur, Zusalika.
Oh, Frek the Gemara, it's called Slika nowadays. Was there a city of Slika built to Shasbri and Solulim? When Hashem created the world, there were no cities. Ella.
Ella de Asidim.
Oh, so too, that was, the Torah was writing on the future, so too, Linen Alman, it's Hashem Asidim. Okay? So I want you to get this down. This is a very critical thing, guys. You know, unfortunately, sometimes you might hear some people say, oh, it's the Rabbanan. If I cared, because it's the Rabbanan, we saw already a Gemara and Ksubis in our Masechta that Chamas Achizik with Rain Yosser, Michel what? Michel Tyre. People sometimes minimize the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan made Chizukim for the Rabbanans to make sure you fulfill it. You remember where we had that already? Go ahead, Pinchas, where we have that?
Where?
We had it on Daf.
I remember a saying.
Nunhei Amibes, we had it by Ksuba, right? Ksuba Nirais and the Rabbanan. For a mayor, whether you can write a Ksuba. Remember that?
Yeah.
For Narusa, very good. So that's where we had the thing. People sometimes, it's terrible, the Gemara says. That's why the Rabbanan, the Urises, people are Makbinan. The Rabbanan had to make a Chizuk. If I tell you, Hashem gave us everything, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, what's the Makor and Shas for that? What's the Makor, though, he gave us everything? Brachas, Ham, and Aleph. You guys got to know this. Brachas, Ham, and Aleph. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem, word for word, letter for letter. Torah Shebaksav, Tanakh, Shalom, and Torah Shebaal Peh. Everything. It's a package deal. Nothing less. Nothing less. Heim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Beferish. Vamar of Levi Barchama, Amr of Shimon and Lakish, Mai Dichsiv, the Esnil Luchos Luchos Evin Atera and Mitzvah, Shirkasafti Lo Rosum, Luchos Elu Aseres Adibris, Torah Zemikra, Vamitzvah Zumishnah, Shikasafti Elu Nevim Viksuvin, Lo Rosum Zegmore, Milame Shekulum Nostalam Ocham Mi Sinai. Lack, stock, and barrel. Everything came from Sinai. Heyim and Aleph. First long line. So I want to say, this Gemara fits in beautifully with this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to Rosh HaBichsav, but he had in mind even the Rabbonos. The Rabbonos, Subas Almona, Mona. To the degree he identifies women that are widows as being Almona. Everything. You follow the Zohar, we're putting together the two Gemaras. Brachas, Haman, Alphic, Subas, Yudam, and Beis. Everything. It's a package deal. To that degree, we identify a woman as a widow. Al Shem Mana, there were later Suba, the Chumr, Masaka, that she gets 100. This, I think, goes well, where you could take this, and we're not going to get too involved in this topic, but I want you to get it down to the nth degree. To the nth degree. What do I mean? That the Rabbanan have the power to enact things, and the Torah recognizes them, as we find here, and the Rabbanan can also tell us how to fulfill pre-existing mitzvahs d'oraisa. They can tell us how to fulfill pre-existing mitzvahs d'oraisa. And if you don't listen, not only are you not yotzei min the Rabbanan, you're not yotzei even min haTorah. The Rabbanan blow the whole thing up if you don't listen. We're coming towards Shloshim Yom, Kodah Machag. We know that on Leil Seder there's a mitzvah to eat haSeibah. You must eat matzah. You have to eat a shear of matzah. In what manner must you eat it? HaSeibah. Does it say it anywhere in the Chumash that you have to recline? Nowhere. There are two Takanos Chacham that the Chacham made to express Cheiris. Four Kosos that you have to do HaSeibah. Excuse me. Two Takanos, yes? What happens if you eat matzah on the Seder without leaning? You know what the Rosh says? You're not Yotzei.
What do you mean not yotze? The Rush says, achol b'li haseiva lo yotze. Why aren't you yotze? You're not even yotze min haTorah. What? You should be yotze d'oraisa eat the matzah. Not yotze the rabbanon and haseiva. You see, it's not true. The rabbanon had the power to what? Tell us how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if you don't listen, the whole thing goes up in smoke. To that degree. So that's what I want to bring out here. This chiddush that the Rosh has. You see that it's a package deal from that Gemara and Brachos. You see from our Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Rabbanans even. That we identify a woman as a widow as being an almana based on what? A later ksuba. It's all a package deal. The Chacham had the power to do that. And what does the Chacham have the power to do? Like Shimon said, the Makor is lo tasur. Don't deviate from the words of the Chacham right or left. That's a pasuk in Shoftim and Vaschana. Chacham have the power to enact dinin. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Chav Gimel of an Aleph, or Chav Bezim an Aleph, Hechen Sivanu, how do we see a bracha on Neres Chanukah, Shukit Shabbat, Mesavet Sivanu, we're in the Torah to the same thing about Chanukah. Lo Tosur, one answer, one of the Amorim, Shel Avicha V'Yagecha Zekenecha V'Yom Lach. Ask your fathers, they'll tell you the history. Lo Tosur is recognized by the Torah. There's a kiyum to that. To the degree the Rabbanan have the power to say that you are Yotze what? That you are Yotze min haTorah only in the way in which we say you can do it. And they have roots based on Lo Tosur. They have roots based on Nestle and Chuchus, Brach, Seim, and Aleph, that everything is divine from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they have the roots to say that what? That if you don't follow the directives, you're not Yotze even min haTorah. I want to just give you two other examples of that, Lamaisa, to this tremendous Chiddush. Let's get it. And then we have to say over a little bit more on Taisa, we've got to start the Sugya of Ger Katan. Number two example I want to give, this is the Makor Lo Tosur. Lo Tosur is not just an act of new holiday Hanukkah, they can also tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah of the Yeraisa. Another example we could give, Halacha Lamaisa, very interesting, is singing the song Sur Mishalom. I think we sang it for lunch in the shul, no?
Yeah.
Sur Mishalom. We sang it. How could we sing it? It has all the elements of benching. We can sing it, but why aren't we Yotze benching? How do we bench afterwards? The Chuvus Vayevarach David says, isn't your benching after the song Sur Mishalom superfluous? Should be a Brach Levatala. Look at Sur Mishalom. It has all the elements of benching. Should be Yotze automatically. Says the answer to the Chuvus, let's write it down, Sur Mishalom, right? Says the Chuvus Vayevarach David, you know why it's okay? Because the Rabbanan were Koveh had a bench. They gave you a formula. They gave you a nusach. You better listen. If you don't listen, the whole thing goes up smoke. Me not tired even. You are not saying anything. The power invested in them is a lo saucer. Sur Mishalo. That's how we're able to sing it. I'm singing a beautiful zemra. I'm not yet benching. You follow me? Let's get the example down. Another example we could say this with. Kiddush. Every Friday night, a husband comes home to be motzi his wife in Kiddush. He was Yotzin Shul, Myriv. Yotzin Kiddush with Myriv, with Vorim. You only chayav in the Rabbanu when you come home and say it on Yahai. But your wife's Mechuyim in HaTorah. How can you be motzi your wife? Problem. Mishra Bru has a kasha, Bikivegri has that kasha. They're different terutzim. But the terutzim we could give is, you're right, Kiddush works in HaTorah. But in the Rabbanu, they were Koveya, how to say Kiddush. And how are they Koveya to say Kiddush? Not just with words, with a cup of wine, with a suda, right? And therefore, if you say it in shul, you might be yotzi min haTorah, but you didn't listen to the rabbinic directives, and man, the whole thing goes up in smoke. And therefore, you're not yotzi min haTorah. Yotzi davening, you're not yotzi min haTorah. So that's ma'azra how a husband can be motzi his wife, because they're both still mechuyav min haTorah. Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in Ma'ariv, it doesn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Did you ever notice that? In the Shmoneh Esrei, he only mentions Ma'isa Breishis. In Kiddush, you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Rabbi Yotze Kiddush, you need Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kuf Tet Vav Amazim Soch.
Yeah, but we said Shema and Gula, which is all.
Yeah, but the Kiddush, that wasn't in a formula of Kiddush. That wasn't a formula of Kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kaddish, Shabbos, only Ma'isa Breishis. In the Tefillah, John.
I understand, but
in the Tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei, you're reading Baruch Atah Hashem, Kaddish, Shabbos, and that Baruch, you only mention Ma'isa Breishis. You don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The whole idea is just to state these things randomly at night during tefillah.
No. You have to say it within the context of Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you say Kiddush, not randomly. Kiddush. When you say Kiddush, you have to incorporate in Kiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you can't say, says the Mikvah Sanuch, that Meir of you would be Yotze with Kiddush, even though you said the Bracha Bracha to Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, because you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's his Kiddush. The truth is, Rav Ronso actually to point out, if you look him Sof in Akuf Ted Vavim Beis, I think the Kolbo has the same gear, so he Taka mentions in his Tefillah, the Rashbam, they mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. In his Siddur, the Rashbam said they Taka mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't have that Nusach. But if you don't say the Mitzvah, what's the answer? The answer is this Mahalach that we're saying, that the Rabbanah Kim Akev the Mitzvah and the Araisa. And they're not Yotzim in that term. This is the Kayach of the Chacham. Let's give one quickly, Daniel. Go ahead.
Why don't we just say Af Pishiyat Motzi?
That's a whole different question of Arvis by Noshim. That gets into Rabbi Kivegra, Nodi Mihuda, Dogar Mavavav. And that's a whole question with the Arvis by Noshim. There's a Rush that says that women, there's no din Arvis by Noshim. So it's a whole question how to interpret the Rush. But different, let's stick one, it's a different topic.
This is just halacha l'maisa. If someone were to actually have made Kiddush for themselves,
are they the Motzi a man, but the woman is a different shayla.
So you wouldn't
talk about a wife. That's based on that Rush. Based on that Rush. Whole discussion about what the shot in the Rush is. But for now, I want to give this answer. Okay? All right, one other example since we're learning Subis. In the third parak, we did a little Elon Naris yesterday. Nachamol, another Chiddush that you find in what? Daf Mem Subis. What's that? There's a terrible din. If someone's ma'anis a woman, he has to marry her. Lo Siyel Isha. With a lamed vav. He must marry the woman he was ma'anis. She doesn't want to marry him. Okay, there's no mitzvah. If she wants to marry him, he's got to marry her. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara Ksubis Mema Menalev. What happens if the woman that he was ma'anis is usher him in the Rabbanan? She's a shniyah la'arayis. What's the din? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nahar B'Sula in Perek Beis, I believe it is. The Rambam says there's no mitzvah to marry her. Frak the Kesef Mishnah, what do you mean there's no mitzvah to marry her? You have the mitzvah to arise to marry her. You have an issur de Rabbanan. What's the issur de Rabbanan? The issur de Rabbanan, you can't live with her. So shouldn't the mitzvah to arise overpower the mitzvah de Rabbanan? Kesef Mishnah has the cash on the Rambam. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is Halacha L'maaseh. What's the Teretz, guys? Lo Tosser. The Rabbanan tell you how to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. And you only fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa when she's completely mutter you. She's also the Rabbanan. The whole mitzvah doesn't get off the ground.
What did
the Rambam say? The Rambam says she's not allowed to marry her because it's your shniyah l'arayis. So I want to say, you see that there's a koach of the Rabbanan so strong to tell us how to fulfill Mitzvah D'oraisa. And I was thinking, when I was reading this Gemara, I couldn't believe it, L'maisa. But it fits well with that Gemara in Brachos and Ham and Aleph. And the Rabbanan's koach is so, so strong. Now, not all the posts can agree to the Armahalach. Like Rabbi Kivager says, if you blow a shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Yotzei Min HaTorah, you broke a gezeirah. He makes a split. But there are many marmakimus we have in the Sefer that the Rabbanan can be ma'akev and mitzvah d'oraisa and you're not yotze even min ha'teirah. Okay? So I was thinking this Gemara fits in beautifully. That the Teirah identifies a widow as being almana, shame that later the Chum will make a takana, ksuba is the Rabbanan. Okay. Let's see some of the Taisasim. Very quickly, okay? Because I want to get going. Let's see some of the Taisasim. Okay? And then I want to speak about that then Achal Torim a little bit also. Okay? Let's see that top Taisus. Go ahead, Shim. Look inside, guys. Go ahead. Dilarabusa naka chalutza. I mean, there's a chiddush to mention the word chalutza. Because why would you think that a chalutza is any different, right? What's he bothered by, guys? We don't skin. What is Tosas bothered by? Why did chalutza have to be what? Have to be mentioned. What do you mean it had to be mentioned? What was he bothered by in Taisus? What do you think Tosos is bothered by, guys? What do you say?
Should have the same status of...
Why did Mishnah have to... What'd you say?
Should have the same status of Oman.
Oh, exactly. She should be the same din or a grusha. What's the difference in a grusha from a grusha min erison, right? What's the difference in a grusha min erison? Why does chalutza have to be mentioned? A grusha min erison gets 200. Why should a chalutza be any different? That's what Tosos is bothered by. Very good, Pinchas, okay? Ari, you got here. Please come on. Look inside. Okay? You got it? Or you borrow mine? Okay? You got the kasha? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. You got to ask yourselves that. Stam, we can't just read. We got to understand it. Go ahead. So, Sal Kadaitach.
Amina, Kevin, Deshomer, Ziyogam, Lo, Mechzer, Knisel, Chuppah,
Shahari Yavam Yavo Baal Karcha.
Excellent. What is the halacha of a yavama? Man's married, he dies, God forbid, without kids, he has a surviving brother. That's called zika. She's bond. There's a bond. She's bound and there's a bond. Two different words. Sound similar. Right? It's almost like an onomatopoeia, right? Not exactly, but you follow what I'm saying? You can only do yibum or chalitza. You can either do yibum miri or you can do chalitza. There is a halacha in Nundalum Rafa Mishnah that if he's ma'anasur, it works. He can't makadash a woman. If a guy can makadash a woman with bia, he needs a rutzel. If he's ma'anasur, it's not a good kedushin. But yibum works ba'al korcha. It's a din. It's a Mishnah. Bein b'shogig, bein bonus, bein b'meiz, it doesn't make a difference. It's enough in a Mishnah. Nun heyam and alef in yivamas. Okay? So ideally, we would want to make celebratory wedding for this yibum that marries her brother-in-law. But let's say he doesn't want to do that. Do you need to have a chuppah? No. He can bowl her baal korcha. He can bowl her baal korcha. And there is no concept of chuppah. You don't have to have a chuppah. It's a nice thing to do, but you don't need it, Yosef. One second. So therefore, since you don't need it, I would have a havamina that she's deemed automatically as a nesua, and she should get how much beryl? She should get how much? At her next wedding, 100. 100. You follow me? That's the chiddush of what Kamashman, she still gets how much? She still gets 200. But there's a chiddush in chalitza, because I would think automatically she's a what? I would think automatically that she's labeled as a nesua because you don't have to have a chuppah. You don't even need a ratzon. Regular marriage, you need a nesua and a ratzon. Remember we said that? We entertain a havamina, right? That you might think you could do a baal korcha, which is wrong. Remember the third toast in the Masechta? No, some esab sula. I would add three answers. I would add a havamina. You can do a baal korcha. You can't do a baal korcha by a regular nesua. But if you give them, you can. So I would think Ellie could be automatic. Therefore, she should get how much? Automatically 100. Kamashman, she gets 200. That's the pshat and taisis. But I want you to get that down, halacha l'maaseh. I would view her as a what? I would view her automatically as a nesua. I'll be halacha. Okay? Because that speaks to the uniqueness of yibum. That it can be done baal korcha. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
Is it right for that tomorrow in Yehuda? Or it's against his will?
Well, it's a good point. That's a good point, halacha l'maaseh. That's a good point. I don't know if he was ma'anasur, though, you know?
I don't know if she was side of the road, and he didn't realize that he was doing yibum.
Right, okay. So you're right. If it was yibum, yeah, that's Beshogig a good example. It wasn't onus. Correct. That would be a good example. We call it yibum. It's a good example. Very good. That would be good. Excellent. Yeah, go ahead, John.
These halachas of not having a chuppah and baal korcha is when she's a yibama.
Right.
When she becomes a chalitza, there's none of these havaminas, though.
Right, but Lamaisa, it's a good point, but the woman is the same, in other words. A chalutza and a yavama, right?
But she did a chalutza, that means she didn't have the...
I understand, but what was her status? Since she had the ability that he could have been Baal or Baal Korcha, maybe we should deem her as a Nesua. That's the Havamina. Since he had the opportunity to be Baal or at any moment... Without a Ratzon, we should deem her as a what? As a Nesu, and she should get only 100 at subsequent marriages.
I mean, she's still Yavama, it would be HSE.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's exactly the point I'm saying that Tosh is trying to bring out. Since there was no, since he could have done a Baal Korcha, we view her as a what? We view her as a Nesu. It's like automatic. That's Tosh's happening. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, let's do the next Tosh's. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, Jimmy. Let's see the next Tosh's. Go ahead. Go ahead. Right, Chas V'Sholom, Tosfos says. Don't try to be dyking here that Ksubas Almana is the Raisa. Where did it say that Ksubas Almana was the Rabbanan? Where did it say that? On Yudam and Aleph, right? Said to Beferish. That everyone held. Both Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakhama held that Ksubas Almana was the Rabbanan. Remember at Yudam and Aleph? Beferish. Go ahead. So he says, Almana wasn't mentioned in Moshe. Go ahead. Yeah, the Torah mentioned Kikar, so Mana didn't exist be made Moshe. So don't tell me that Ksubas Almana can be with your eyes. Go ahead. Right, what was the story over there? There was some king, you know, you're familiar with some king starts saying, oh, if you do the calculations, you think Moshe Rabbeinu was a CPA, he made a big mistake. He's a few million dollars off, right? The Gemara has.
The Gemara in Bukharis and Daf Hamad Alf says that this guy, Lamaisa, started chepering. You know, chepering Yiddish means he started chepering Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, oh, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not emistic. He's a ganef, he's a kobiustus. You know, kobiustus means he's a gambler, according to Machlokes, whether it means a gambler or it means a kidnapper. But Lamaisa, you know, what Moshe Rabbeinu did was an oskahal. That's what the Gemara has in Maseches Bukharis. So Lamaisa, it didn't exist bisman. He said, and the Gemara says what? What does the Gemara answer? Go ahead. Vada Aminu, what did they respond back? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was a bucky. Go ahead. Vada Aminu, bebechayris. Ubaki bechashbainis. Of course, he was a great CPA. Of course, he was a bucky. He was a tzaddik. He wouldn't lie. Go ahead, Ella. Yeah, it was double. Lo shahaya what? Wasn't there was a money be mimosha? Ella klomar. Exactly. In other words, when they gave him the money, it was different values. It was just double what it was. So, I didn't mean to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong. Of course, he was fastidious in every accounting. The only thing was that it was valued Lamaisa's double, but it wasn't that it was a mana that existed. So, Tosis says the Ksubas Amana is Mindrobonim. Okay, next Tosis, go ahead. Vitana. He says, it says Moshe Rabchem Haganafai or Kubuyustasayo or any Baka Bechashbonos. He was off a few million. The Gemara answers he valued it differently. He got it exactly right. So I want to bring a riot from that Gemara that Kubuyustas, Tzimachlokes Rashi tells what does Kubuyustas mean? Does he mean a gambler or a kidnapper? I want to bring a riot from this Gemara that Kubuyustas means a gambler. Because kidnapper wouldn't make any sense in this context, right? Gambler is gambling the money, so that's why it was off. You're in Mariah. So Machlek is Rashi and Tosis. Let's get it down. Rashi, but how do you define Kubiustus? Is it a gambler or a kidnapper? Gemar Bukharis is Mashmal like that, it means a gambler. You hear what I'm saying? Like the Gemara has in Echulin also, on Sadi Abu and Beis. You have to know where's Kubiustus mentioned in Shas? You have to know everything. Gemara says by the Malach, Yaakov Avinu, Lamaisa, the Malach's got to leave, Sarshal Yashav. Or what is it? Sadi Alpha and Bezin Chula. Yaakov saying, where are you going? Are you a Kubiustus? Kubiustus means what? Gambler. What are you on the run? You got to be always on the run? What are you on the run? Always on the run. No, they're always on the run. Or you're a kidnapper because Kubiustus also. That's another Gemara where the Gemara says Kubiustus. Okay. Very good. Next Tosis. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shimon. Vitana. Oh, Rashi learns it didn't exist for Bria Sol. Go ahead. You couldn't ask directly from Asher and Kush. Lomotzi what? Did anyone look up what Shem HaMechuz means? Yeah? I think it means like a continent, like a plain, like a whole large land. That's what Machuz means. Amachus did exist, Bisman Bria Soil. That was what the world was, the planet Earth. Go ahead. Below what? Wasn't a shame of ear, so you couldn't ask Rav Yosef, attached Usher as being Slika. Once you say it means a city, then you can ask the Kasha. Without Rav Yosef, you couldn't ask directly from Usher and Kush. Because Usher and Kush were Mechosim, continents. The continental shelf, that existed, Bisman Bria Soil. Go ahead. Mimosa Olam. Kach. Their name was that, so that would be the Kasher. Go ahead. Aval. Kosher. Oh, we got a problem though. Lamaisa Usher. Usher might have not existed in Bria Sola, but it certainly did exist Bisman Moshe, the Assyrians. Go ahead. Aval. Mana though wasn't in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu. The word mana didn't exist bisman. Reish bisman what? Bisman Moshe. Memei l'tosis argues on Rashi. Go ahead. Menir l'ri. Menir l'ri l'parsh d'slika b'mei Moshe mi'avoi. Kimei d'slika lo hay b'mei Moshe. V'sab d'slika holei chidat. V'lo eitzel asher shay b'mei Moshe. So the read, get down, guys. What's the upshot of Machlokes Rashi Tosis? When the Gemara says it didn't exist, how could the Torah write something that didn't exist? What is it saying it didn't exist from what time? Rashi learns from Bria Soilim, Tosis learns from Bisman, Bimei Moshe. Machlokes Rashi Tosis, how to learn upshot in the Gemara.
So the mana didn't exist. This man in Bria Soil is man in Moshe. Usher did exist. So Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Lemais. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef. Not necessarily. Did return Lashon Adam or Lashon HaTayr? Not necessarily.
Like, it seems like if it's talking about things that they recognize, it would say Asher.
Right, but the Torah definitely, according to both, she just wrote about things that were going to be in the future. Question was, what was a Bria Soil or Mimosha? Regarding language, that's a different question, what you're saying. But regarding that general topic, that did, and that's why I wanted to bring out that Gemara and Brachos. And that the Dereis of the Rabbanim is a package deal. To the degree the Rabbanim can tell us how to fulfill the mitzvah of the Dereis. Okay, let's get to the last din now. Okay, on the bottom of the oven. Let's say it outside. The Gemara says four lines from the bottom. Damar Mar. Let's see it inside. Just read the Lashon HaGemara. Damar Mar.
Damar Mar. Hashod HaRevi'is Yain Shal Yoreh.
Al Yoreh. If you drink the Revi'is of wine, you're not allowed to paskin. Let's get it down. You're not allowed to paskin a shayla if you drink a revisa wine. Okay? Why? Because your mind is not clear. Your mind is not clear. You might be a little shicker. And the truth of the matter is that you cannot issue a psak. Yes? Now, where else do we have this context? Comes up sometimes about davening. Comes up sometimes about duchening. Comes out about entering the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see the Tosis on the bottom, guys, because we have to do this mahalach here, and then we begin to see if you're caught. Okay? Shosu yayin revis al yoyer. Go ahead. Let's see pshat and Tosis. Go ahead. What do you say?
Im
Taimar. Oh, what's the machlokes? Let's get it down. There's a machloikis in Croesus and Yud-Gimel and Mebeis, a Kohen that does the avoda after he ate or drank intoxicating beverage. The guy drinks a beer, let's say, or he drinks vodka, and then the Kohen goes in to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the din? Was he over a laugh? It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda says he's over a laugh. Let's get it down. Rabbi Lazar says dafke yayin. And the Gemara says right there that we compare yayin to horah. Just like yayin, you can't drink when you do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't paskin a shayla when you drink wine. Who's the halacha like? Amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Elazar. We paskin like Rav Elazar against Rav Yehuda, Johnny. You got me? We paskin like Rav Elazar that only yayin is there alav. So let me ask you a kasha. It's a steer in Rav. Rav said you're not allowed to paskin when you eat dates because they intoxicate you. But I thought, Rav, you paskin like Rav Elazar increases that it's what? That it's only wine. Stocha steer. That's Tosis kasha. Go ahead. What's the teretz? What's the teretz? The teretz is that what? What's the teretz? That even though you're not chayev on what? Bias HaMikdash with intoxicating beverages like beer or vodka, but what? It's also lecharchila to what to paskin? It's also lecharchila to paskin. That's how you learn the pshat in the Tosis. Go ahead. Vachanami. This is a hard lush. I hope you guys got this. Vachanami. Vachanami mashma. Vachanami
mashma was so parak ilu mumin. The psul avoda, the man the law.
Regarding the psul avoda, if you go in when you're intoxicated, Ellie, go ahead, Laman. Even though you're not chayiv, you went in with vodka or beer, avagav. Even though bidiyev the avoda is kosher, right? But it's still also lechachila. Who adin? That's how you learn the pshat in the Tosis. You can't skim the Tosis. L'chachila. Even though the mandamer that says that what? That it's not possible, but it's still also l'chachila. So the isser of paskening is also l'chachila. So get it down. Even though Rav possibly you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you only loke if you drink wine, other beverages, it's not over lav, but it's still also l'chachila. And that isser of l'chachila carries over to the area of paskening. You're not allowed to paskin if you're intoxicated l'chachila. Okay? That's the answer of Tosis where? In Ksubas Yudim and Beis. Let's get it down. Tosis, however, in Maseches Krisis, on that daf in Yugimel and Beis Maskam Arav, gives a different teretz. The Issa D'Iraisa to go into the Beis HaMikdash is only what? It's only by Yayin. But there's an Issa D'Rabbanan even by other intoxicating things. So when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Issa Lav is by what? Yayin. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan by other things. And by Paskening,
This is the Rabbanan, will all be enough to Aser. That's Tosfos Teretz, and he quotes it here. You see Os Chof and the Goz Vitzinum. I don't know if you have it. The Krisis Tirtzu, the Hussam, the Yeraisa of Achim and the Rabbanan, who the Aser. The whole Indian of Paskinning is the only Nisid the Rabbanan. Going into the Beis HaMikdash is a Nisid the Yeraisa. So since it's a Nisid the Yeraisa by Yayin, other things would be a Nisid the Rabbanan. Okay, if you look in the Rambam though, let's get it. The Rambam says, Halacha Lomaisa. The Rambam says, Nichols Biyash HaMikdash Pirak Aleph Halacha Beis. That even regarding Biyash HaMikdash, you're Chayav Malkus on beer and vodka. The Rambam says black on white. And everyone asks at him from the Gemara. The Gemara passes like Rebbe Lozer. So the Vilna Gaon says, I want you guys to get this. The Vilna Gaon says, from our Tosfos Kasha, the Rambam held like Rebbe Yehuda. The Rambam held, Lifsok Rebbe Yehuda b'zeh, Afshe Kaimelan k'Rebbe Lozer. Amazing, no? Amazing. Halacha
l'maisa. The Gaon says that?
Yeah, that's what the Vilna Gaon says in your day, Reishman Beisif Chofkes, about a Rav Paskening. He says the Rambam passes like Rebbe Yehuda. You have to say our Gemara paskins again like Rebbe Yehuda. Amazing. Even though the Gemara says black and white, not that way. So you see from the Rambam Halacha l'maisa that this is an Isser D'Oraisa. That this is an Isser D'Oraisa. Amazing. Yeah? Amazing. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Now, would you be loka for this or not? What do you think? Would you get? So it doesn't say necessarily beferish l'maisa. The Minchas Chinuch wants to claim, Daniel, that he would not be loka on vodka or beer. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you're not loka because this is considered to be an Isser. It's like a Isser Esse. It's a lava, b'chal Esse, it's an Isser Esse. That's how the Ramban wants to say.
Why is there an
afternoon
between beer and wine?
Shadas Ramban, Shechamim b'horosom ena ba'azora, rak b'lav. So lav shebeklolos. So lav shebeklolos. That's what he wants to tie in. You follow what I'm saying? This is the chiddush we want to say. You follow me again? Nachamo, let's get it. According to the Rambam, you got this? The Rambam holds it's an issur d'oraisa and you're loka by what? Going into the Beis HaMikdash. For what? For vodka and beer. But what about the din of a chacham paskening when he's drunk? That's what we're saying. What about a chacham paskening? The Gaon says the Ram, you are chayav malchus. The Ram says before you are chayav malchus by Bias HaMikdash. But what about when it comes to paskening when you're intoxicated? Is that an issur d'oraisa? So the Rimin Korka says, yes, it's an issur d'oraisa. But you wouldn't be loka on that, because that's like an Isser Esse. It's like a Lav Sheba Klolos. It's not a Maisa, it's a Dibor. Lav Shembo Maisa, you know what I mean? It's a Dibor. Your Paskening is not a Maisa. You follow me? So you're not going to be loika for it. So even according to the Ramadi, you're loka for Bias HaMikdash or intoxicating beverages, but that's only for what? Drinking. But for Paskening, it might be an Isser D'oraisa, but you won't be loka. You follow what I'm saying? That's what we're saying, Chiddush. You got me? We're not going to extend it to that degree. Let me just point this out. Let's get it. Okay, come on, guys, let's get it. Interesting. What about Dini Mominus for a dying? What about Dini Mominus? Nochem, you got it? What about for a dying? What do you say about a dying? Is it only for Hora of Kashrus or Taras Mishpacha that drinking is a problem? Dafke Bo-Ra? What about for Dini Mominus? Tyson Sanhedrin Memma Medbeis Dimaska Oskin says it's only for Dini Yisr Veheter. But for Dini Mominus, you could a drunk dying. I shouldn't say drunk. He's drinking Ravis. Tyson Sanhedrin Membez Membez Dibramaskil Haoskin. And it says in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Vov Sifei. So the Tumim says, you know why? Because there's two other Dayanim you could rely on. So it comes out that if he's what? By himself, Paskening, or all three Dayanim are drinking, then it wouldn't be good. It's a little difficult because the Medrash says, Bamidbar Rabba Yud, Shasa Ravis Yan Al Yodun. Al Yodin min Dini Mominus. So the Pesach Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Simin Vav Sif Katan Hey quotes that it could be that our Gemara argues on the Medrash. Our Gemara says Al Yora. What does Al Yora mean? Pinchas only Yisur Veheter. But for Dini Mominus, it's fine against the Medrash. But since our Gemara argues on the Medrash, we go with the what? We go with the Gemara. And the Shmus Yaakov says that if someone is a Shasu Yan is also to be a Dayan. He says, Machmer Tovalov Bracha. Shishu Yan is also feel Lodim. And if you look in the Rabbeinu Yoine, in the Sefer Ayire, he says, it's also to do any Horah, Bein Bedin, Bein Be'isser, once you've ate and drank, he says. Once you ate and drank, I guess, if you drank water, Revis of wine, Halacha L'maisa would be what? Would be a problem. He says that even if you drank Masuda Gedayla Lamais, okay? Okay, okay, that's the Chiddush. Mutl Horus Afil Bisuad Afil Akar Shasa Masuda Gedayla. So it seems to be Lamaisa that it's not so poshut, but he says, it's us Lora Shumara Bain Bidin Bain Misr Akar Shasa the Shasa means you drank wine. You drank wine or you drank the dates that intoxicate you. If you eat them also. Okay, also, let's just point out a few more nakudas on this, and then we got to begin the sugya of your cotton. Interesting, if you look in that Gemara in Croesus, what does it mean, al yoyer? What does it mean, al yoyer? Johnny, what does it mean, al yoyer? Show service on al yoyer. Whatever, someone asks you whether bacon's kosher or ham is kosher. You know what that's called? Zul kari be rav. That's the lashon in Gemara. Zul kari be rav. That's the lashon. Zil kari be rav. Zil kari be rav. Someone asked you if you drank. Someone asked me, I drank a revisa wine. Is ham kosher or not? Is that a psak? Is that a psak or not? So the Gemara says, black on white, it's mutter to paskin. Zil bari, even if you drank a revis. And the Rambam in Pirkei Avot Halacha Gimel says, what is zil be kari rav? Something that is beferish in the Torah that even the tzedukim say. Everyone knows. Even the Sadducees only believe in Torah Shabbat and not Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Raman Yordaya, Simon Reishmein Bey Sifyud Gimbal says, it's also to paskin even on something that Dover Pashit. Unless it's a Dover Borer in the Poskim. And the Shach says that's against the Rambam. Only something that's Mefurish B'Toyra are you allowed to paskin if you're intoxicated. But if it's in the Poskim, that means that's a little bit more intricate. Even though no one argues on it, you shouldn't do it. So the Shach asks on the Ramal. So the Taz says, when the Chumas Hadesh is mutter, what about this Paskin and Bittul B'Shishim? Even the Paskin and Bittul B'Shishim, it's awesome. It's Zil Karabira, but it's not Mefurish. It has to be something that's Mefurish that the Tzedukim Lamaisa, everyone agrees to. So that's the Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam defines this as being, that's how much we limit this Halacha of Shasa Yayin Al Yair. Okay? So it's very interesting, Lamaisa. We assume that it's us, Laharas, Afilu, B'davar Poshit, Lamaisa. Even as a Davar Bar B'Poskin, Lamaisa. Even if it's a Davar Bar B'Poskin, the Ramah says it's okay. No, the Shachatase, it can't be. It's against the Rambam. Only some that's Mefurish, that is, some that's believed that the Ramah's a B'Chiddush, the Taz and Shachar Chaylik. Okay, and the last Nakud I want to get to is, and let's get this. The Chumas Hadeshin says, is it possible to be Mechalek? I think we had this already. Do you remember where we had this? Where do we have the distinction between the wines of the Gemara and our wines? Where do we have that Chiluk? Didn't we just have that Chiluk? Yes, someone tell me. Where do we have the Chiluk? What? No. With the Yain, that our wines are different than the other one.
Diluting it before the Surah.
Right, okay, but that was real recently. The checking of the psula on the chavis, right? The Rambam didn't quote it. Remember, we said the Rambam didn't quote it because our wines were different. Our wines were not as strong, so the test wouldn't work. Remember, we said that. You're right. Also, we discussed that. Then that came up very briefly, but we said that was what the Magid Mishnah said. The Magid Mishnah said our wines are not as strong, Lomais, right? That's why our wines are not as strong. That's what the Chokas Machokik except Shad and the Rambam. So let's get this. The Chumas Hadeshin says, maybe you could say the same thing now. Our wines aren't as strong, right? Like the guys in the shul say, oh, Rav, you drink, what do I drink? I don't drink wine. I don't drink at all. The only thing I wine is the what's that stuff? Muscata. The Muscata stuff. They tell me it's like bubble soda. Okay, fine. But that's what I drink. So maybe you could say the same thing. Can I paskin a shal after I drink that one Muscata? Our wines are different. What do you say? So the Gemara in Erevin Samachdal and Vein says that Shani Yandi Talkim in Shachar Tvei, the Italian wine, makes it real shikr. So you see there's a Chiluk L'Chumra. So maybe the same Chiluk L'Kula. There's a Chiluk L'Chumra and a Chiluk L'Kula. So maybe you could say in our wines, Mutta L'Hiris. So he says, the smog, and the rush, quote this Gemara's chlor. Show Servishan Al Yore. They don't make a distinction in Mechalik to the wines. So he says, you're talking, they didn't make a distinction, we don't know the shear. We don't know how much intoxicates a guy, or how much doesn't intoxicate a guy, so therefore we made a stam isser. But he says, Revisu mu'at ein lasor bein shalanu. He concludes that if you drink only a little bit, you drink a little bit, it's not, you're not going to ask our wines.
Okay?
No, that's what the Trumas Adeshin says in Simon Samak Bey. So if you drink only a little bit, Lamaisin the small says the same thing, it won't be a problem. Okay. Now we get, they got to start our sukkah now. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
Isn't there a mouth about how much your reviews is? If you have the least amount, Could be.
Lamaisin, the best bet is not to engage in the psak, Lamaisin. But that's what the Trumas Adeshin wants to say by the reviews. Okay, let's go. Now we start the new sugya now, guys. Gear cut. Let's get it, guys. Okay? Let's go. Go ahead, Shimon. Let's see the mission. Okay? Go ahead. Let's see inside. You're an alpha from an alpha, guys. The mission. Go ahead. So let's get this. We got the case? Okay, the Gioris, the captive woman, the Shifcha Knanis is a woman that was what? What's a Shifcha Knanis? Shifcha Knanis is a non-Jewish woman that was bought off the slave market and given tefillah. She's a half-Jew. She's freed, she becomes fully Jewish. It says the Gioris, the Shvuyah, and the Shifcha that were redeemed and that were what? Converted and that were freed less than 3 years in one day. Their ksub is 100 and Tainis of Sulim. Why? Because the psulim what? What do we assume? Psulim grow back, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, what? When they got married, they're deemed as a psulim. So therefore, it's 200. Okay. What bothers you right off the bat when you read this mission?
The order
is out of order. You start off by saying, Giora Shuiya the Shifcha, and then you go Niftu. You focus on the Niftu. You go Nishtagairu, Shtachru. Very good. That's a very, very big problem. Lashon HaMishnah. What's the pshat with the Lashon HaMishnah? So let's answer that kash right off the bat. What's going on with the Seder? Okay? Taisvus Lamaisa in Maseches Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibra Masko Yavo says, it's a derech of the Shas many times not to be makpid on the Seder. So I want you to know that, Taisvus. Okay? You got me, Yossi? The Ritva says that originally we mentioned it, Seder Chashivusim. Geiris is a beautiful thing. Your non-Jews becoming a Jew. You're under Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. And therefore, you're in Niklas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Therefore, it's a Chashiv Azach. They're listed first. Okay? And therefore, the Geiris is Chavivalei. She Niklas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. And therefore, it's mentioned Lefi Seder what? Lefi Seder Takanosim. It says the Geiris. Because the Giora is converted. Okay? So the Geiris is considered an mention Lefi Seder Takanasim. The Kanaka Lefi Seder Takanasim. Why? So again, the first list has the Gioris first. Why? Because that's the most Choshev Zach. The second list is talking about how to help them. Pity and Shvuyim comes before being Negara Nachris. I mean, Negara Nachris comes before freeing a what? Comes before freeing a Shivka. There's no doubt about that. Geiris comes before Shichur Avadim. Shichur Avadim is an Isser Essay. So therefore, that's the answer we want to give. Now the Talmid Rebbe Yoina in the Rashba, the Shittim Gebetis I gave you, says the reason why we started with Geiris, because we don't want to start with what? We don't want to start with Takalas Yisraelis. We don't want to start with the Takala of Yisraelis, that she was captured, Lamaisa, so it's not, we don't want to do that. But when we what? Therefore, we start with the Gioris. When we talk about fixing them and helping them, we mention what? We mention the Israelis first that was captured, and then she's redeemed. So I want you to get that first Mahalach of Pshat the Seder in the Mishnah. Let's just summarize that again, Nochamol. The reason why Gioris is mentioned, Tosfos says, oh, don't ask me kashas. Sometimes in the Tanoim, they're not Machman and the Seder. Okay. But our Rishonim on our staff didn't say that. They said the reason why we mention Gioris first, the Ritva says, is because of Seder Chashivusim. Tachs Kanfei Ashchin. And then when we talk about the second list, we're trying to help them. We talk about Pinyin Shvuyim, which obviously comes first before Geiris, because in Geiris comes before Shichur Avadim. It's an Isser Essay. There's no doubt about that. And the other pshat is the Shita says that Hashem Tamir Rabbeinu and Tamir Arashba is that we start with Geiris, because we don't want to start with the takal of a yid that she's captured, but regarding the remedy, fixing them, we start with niftu. Okay, good. You know what I was... That's the first mahalo. Let's get it. Gab, you with me? Second mahalo. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay? When is the those in yada, we didn't skip. We got to get everything. Yes, sir. You with me? Okay, I'll tell you what I was bothered by. Number two. Second mahalo. Where's Nachris? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nachris? Why doesn't it just mention a Nachris? Gioris, Reshwish, and Shifre.
What does that mean?
Instead of Gioris, why didn't it say Nachris? A Nachris. Nachris that converted.
The same thing as saying Gioris?
I understand, but why does it mention Gioris? Like it was already done. Mention Nachris.
It has to have been already done.
No, but Lamaisa, why doesn't it write Kusis or Nachris, Lamaisa? Like it said Shvuya, Shifcha. That's what they are, that state. A captive, a Shifcha. She's a Nachris before she converts. She needs Skyru. Oh, so the Ritva says beautifully, exactly like Shimon said, Mishnah doesn't want to call someone a Kusis after she converted. It's a Gnai. Even though at that stage she hadn't yet converted, it's still a Gnai. It's negative. See how you got to be so careful about calling people's names. Very, very careful about that. Gemara Nanda Megillah says you call someone a nickname. Could be Enel Chedek Olam Haba. It's scary. Tysus points out that's only a nickname that's like a Gnai. If the guy likes the nickname, no problem. Shifta Mekubetzis also says that it's also to remind a girl that converted or a man, oh, you remember when you were a non-Jew and you ate the cheeseburgers? You're not allowed to do that. What's the makor of that? Onos dvorim, baba mitzia nun chesimet beis. You're never supposed to say, guy's divorced, the guy's married with a second woman. He's, oh, you remember your first wife, how mean she was to you? Come on, what you haven't even met us. They don't talk like that.
That's onos dvorim?
That's called onos dvorim, yeah. Now, why does it say shivcha? Why is it shivcha okay? Because a shivcha is considered to be a what, a half-Jewess. She's just lacking shivcha, so that's not bad. Okay, very good. That's the second mahalach. Third point I want to bring out in the Mishnah is I was also bothered by reading the Mishnah closely, the Adkis of Tayyidin. If you read the Mishnah what closely, why is it Lashon Rabin? Gioris Hashvish Shivcha Shenifta Shnishkaira Nishtachra. What is it switching to Lashon Rabin all of a sudden for? A third mahalach. So the pshat is, and even though it opens B'loshin Yachid, many times a Gioris comes with her father, like we're going to see in the Gemara. A Gersh Niskara Badu B'naisimai. So Lamaisa, therefore it said B'loshin Rabim. The only problem is with that is what? Shvuyi V'niftu, you don't have Rabim. Okay, the Sarachin is a little difficult. It's a little difficult. But the Shita says an amazing pshat. The Shita Gubeta says, even if the father and mother are being redeemed. Afshiniftu aviyav ima, and the shifcha is being redeemed with the father and mother, and her father and mother are watching her. We still say that's dafka sholosh pachos sholosom yomecha. More of the ksuba zamana. That's an interesting kiddush. So I want you to get it down. The shita wants to say it's possible to say, like we'll see in the Gemara position, that the family converted. The family was redeemed. You follow me? So the family was redeemed. The Kiddush is that even if the family is redeemed, you think the father and mother would have watched her to know and live with her. That's only if she's less than three, Lamaisa. She's older than three, we assume she had Bia, which is a Kiddush, because you would have thought the father and mother would have watched her. So that's what the Shita wants to tie in. He wants to say that Mishnah is echoing the Gemara. Just like we said, the Torah echoes the Rabbans. The Mishnah echoes the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is written after the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is echoing what the Gemara is going to say in it. That the family's going to come together and convert. The family's going to be redeemed. And the Chiddush being is that even if the father and mother redeem with her, we don't necessarily say they watch her to make sure she had Bia. That's why she's got to be less than three in order to have a Tanis Pesulim. After three, we assume she had Bia. Those are the three Mahalchim I wanted to say. Pshat and Mishnah, Halach Lamaisa. Pshat and Mishnah. The truth is, you know, I was thinking, when you say Yeshla and Tanis Pesulim, what does that mean? Yeshlan Tainus Pesulim. What's the Chiddush? So the Ritva says, Halacha Lamaisa, what's the Ksuba here? How much do they get, guys? 200, yes? Yeshlan Tainus Pesulim. What's the Chiddush? A fourth of Mahalik we're pointing out in the Mishnah. Ellie, what do you need to say that for? Ksubasim Messiah. Done. If Ksubasim Messiah isn't understandable, Yishlan Titus Basulim, that's how you read a Mishnah. Ksubasim Lona. Stop. What do you mean Yishlan Titus? Well, that's obvious. If they have 200, of course you have a Titus Basulim. So the Ritva says no. The Ritva says you might add a Havamina that what? That they're a Messiah in 200, even though Lomaisa have no Titus Basulim. Because they were amongst Goyim and Lomaisi. The guy knows that. So maybe what? Maybe the halacha of Eidan Torah Pasudim Afsidah goes out the window. And maybe you would say halacha Lomaisa that he has no Titus Pasudim. And Lomaisa, you have to pay 200. But Lomaisa, we assume that even the Rabban or Masakin 200 for them, but there's no Titus Pasudim. I'm sorry. She was amongst Goyim. And the truth of the matter is, but the Chazak and Torah Pasudim Afsidah. You knew when you married her. You knew when you married her, it's very possible that she would have been with a goy. You, very possible. So therefore you have no nem on this. But the ksuba is 200. I understand, but someone might have had a havamina. No, what I'm saying is that halacha lamaisa, you can't say that lamaisa, that's what he's saying. Even the b'sulim that grow back, the cheska b'sulim, nevertheless the chamim were masakin 200 since she was nifkam. That's what you could suggest. The Ritva is saying like this. The Ritva is saying is that, first of all, it's possible to say, what the Ritva wants to say is that you cannot tell me, we needed to say that phrase, Tainus Besulim. Even though you say Ksubas 200, it was Becheskis Besulim. Because we want to say that it's not proper to say the following Svarah, that maybe they should have no Tainus Besulim, because he should have known what he got into. You should have known what he got into and gotten into. And Lamaisa, it's very possible that halacha Lamaisa, it's very possible. And you're saying, why would you entertain that? Because less than three. So Ritva speaks to that point. But that's how he starts off saying. He starts off wants to say that Lamaisa, he starts off wanting to say that you might have lose your chazaka and Torah Pesudah, so you should have expected. Maybe she was what? She was a v'ula. And Lamaisa, maybe you have no Tainus Pesulim. Kamashman, you do have a Tainus Pesulim. Okay, John is pointing out well. He's saying, why would you think like that? The Pesulim would grow back. But he adds on, he says, I'll tell you why, because you might have said that even if the Pesulim grow back, Mikomakam lo tiknu lem ksubasim masayim kevin shenifkimu. You might have said that we're pretty sure that they were defiled. So he's answering your point. Even though the psulim grow back physically, but they were defiled. So since they were defiled, the guy knows this, Lamaisa. So he shouldn't have what? They shouldn't have 200. Even though he's basically saying, like, he's speaking to your point, making a great point. He's saying, you know what, maybe I can introduce a Havamina that he should have known she was a Bula. But Johnny says, but she's less than three. So the psulim grow back. So the Ritva says, I'll still answer that. You know what? Maybe it's possible to say that she shouldn't get 200 because she's defamed. So the pshat is that Kamashman, she has Tainus Pesulim and she has 200. Don't make any of these thoughts. That's what the Ritva wants to time it. Ksubasim Masayim, V'yeshlan Tainus Pesulim. And don't give me the business, you're right, the Pesulim grow back. But since she was defamed, I'd have a Havamina that what? She doesn't get 200. So
then,
right?
So then if the Ritva was saying that Havamina, you know, maybe they were defamed. Then you could bring that back to them.
No, because there we weren't dealing with captives over there. We're talking about a Stam girl.
But a Stam girl, maybe they were.
I understand we're dealing with a Stam girl, but you're not going to think that. No, but they're not going to think you're a girl's
defamed.
I understand, but we don't think that happened, Johnny. Here we think it happened. She's hanging around with the non-Jews. It's like a chazaka she was defamed. So even though the psulim grow back, you might add a hava, meaning that she shouldn't get 200. So Kamashman, she gets 200. And Lamaisa, don't tell me that why didn't the Yeshlan Tainus Pesulim? The Chiddush is that she has a Tainus Pesulim, but Lamaisa had a Havamina was not 200. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Pinchas.
With Johnny's question,
yes.
It should only make sense that we would have a Havamina against the 200, not the Havamina against the Chazaka.
Right, so that's what that's what I'm saying. That's what he starts off saying. He's saying the Chiddush of Tainus Pesulim is you would think that what? That he should have no Tainus Pesulim. She'll lose the Chazaka and the Torah Pesulim. Then he backs out of that based on Johnny's point. So he says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you might have thought she doesn't get 200. So the Chiddush is, you see, it's Tainu Hach. You have Tainus Pesulim and the Tzubas HaManah are two sides of the same coin. Why does the Mishnah say both sides of the same coin? Say one or the other.
So he basically says, like Johnny and Pinchas are saying, he thought that Tanis Basulim was a Chiddush because you would have thought she hanged out with the defunct. But the Basulim grow back, so he says, oh, that can't be a Chiddush. So what's the Chiddush? Ksubasim Masayim. Because you would have thought, even though the Basulim grow back, that she was definitely defunct. Kamashman, we don't assume like that. Okay? That's the pshat in the Rish. So those are the four Ma'alchem I wanted you to get in the Mishnah. Okay, we got that, Klor? All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, let's go. Let's start the Gemara, Shimon. You got it? This introduced us to the topic of Geirus. We're all Geirim. What's the marker that we're all Geirim? I think we mentioned it a few weeks ago, didn't we? In Chumash, no? Krisus, Tesim, and Aleph. Hashem, when he gave us the Torah, we all converted. There was Mila, Tefillah, and Korban. Remember we said, well, Zrikas Dam. Remember that Marsha? Rashi and Roshon. Says, you need Zrikas. Zrikas. Marsha says, the Mishnah doesn't say Zrikas. It says Korban. How do you have Geirim Mizman Hazeh? L'dor HaSeichem Ksiv. Krisus Tesman Alf. Hashem made a promise for all generations there's Geirus. Even though we have no Korban nowadays. So when the Beis HaMikdash is built, a Geir will bring a Korban. Go ahead. Let's go, Jim. Let's start. What'd you say?
They did Mila at Har Sinai?
Yes.
No, they didn't do it in Egypt?
They did it earlier, the Gemara says. The Gemara says they did Mila. They did Mila. Gemara says that. Gemara asks your Kasha. Gemara says they did do Mila. They also went to Mikdash. They did Mila when they came out of Mitzrayim.
That's what I'm saying.
And they did Tefillah. Where did they do Tefillah? Gemara says they did Tefillah. Go ahead. Let's go, Shim. Let's go. I saw some Rishonim called Rav Nachman. Did you see that? Instead of Rav Huna? Did you see that in Rishonim, guys?
Wrestling?
No, instead of Rav Huna, instead of Rav Nachman. Oh. The Amira. Didn't you see that in Rishonim? Oh, John said, you mean Rav Nachman Breslov? Nachman the Amira. Go ahead. I'm a Rav Huna. Go ahead. Did you notice that? Some Rishonim called Rav Nachman. You saw that? I think so. Go ahead. Different gears. Go ahead. Unbelievable. Matbilin oto das basic. Gear cut your matbal das basic. Unbelievable sugi, guys. Gear cut matbilin oto das basic. What does this mean? So let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Goes to Tziyunim, takes it out, right? It says Gear Cotton, go ahead. Where's the period? Shalom, you got this? Yud Aleph and Aleph, Gear Cotton. Where's the period in Rashi? Where do you put the period? Gear Cotton, in Ein Lo Av, period. Va'aimo hi v'yosel yizgar. He has no father, but the mother brought him to be Mizkayr. That's how Rashi touches the Gemara. We got to get everything clear, guys. No father, the mother did. Who read the Rashi right in Seder? I can't tell you, I did my first time I read in my life, but this is everyone did Shkoyach. Or I'm proud of you guys. And if you didn't, I'm proud of you because you're Yishemis, right? So what's up shot here, okay? What's up shot here?
One of the
Rishonim quote. Well, the Shittim Gubetzis here. Let's start with the Shittim. Let's start with the Shittim Gubetzis. He says, Mimonov Shoch. Mimonov Shoch. What does Mimonov Shoch mean? What is your soul? Literally. It means a catch 22. Mimonov Shoch, Frektim Shittim Gubetzis. Why did Rashi say that he has no father and the mother brought him in to be Miskar? Mimonov Shoch. If the mother is being Miskar with him, then you don't need Das Bezdin. Because why? He wants to do whatever his mom does. And if his mom is not converting, then even if his father brought him in and his father wasn't converted, you would need Das Bezdin. Does everyone hear the Kasha? Again, Daniel, Mimonov Shoch. Why does Rashi say he has no father and the mother brought him in? If the mother was converting with him, then you don't need Das Bezdin. The Gemara says you need Das Bezdin. He wants to do whatever his mother does. So that would be, you don't need Das Bezdin. And if the father, Lamaisa, is bringing him in and not converting, so the father bringing him in and not converting also is meaningless. So you would still need Das Bezdin. So what's Rashi gaining by saying this scenario? Beryl, you follow me? That's the Shittim Gubetzis Kasha and Rashi. Says the Shittim Gubetzis, let's get it down. He says, Efshur, that if the father and mother would bring him, even if they wouldn't convert with him, but since his parents brought him, he knows what his parents are bringing him for. Not just to see the beautiful chambers of the Beis Din. They're bringing him because they want him to convert to Yahadus. And therefore,
Since what? Even though they're not converting with him, since they brought him to convert, he wants to do what his parents want him to do. And that's why Rashi says he has no father. Because if he had a father and they brought him into what regard, you wouldn't need Das Basin. But Rashi wants to be machadish to you that even if the mother brings him in, he still wants to do what his mother does alone, even though the father's not there. And therefore, Allah l'maisa, you would think what? What would you think? If both the father and mother bring him in, even though they're not being megar, he wants to do what the parents, you wouldn't need what? Wouldn't need Das Basin. But Rashi wants to say, Allah l'maisa, that's only if both parents bring him in. If the mother only brings him in, we don't say that what? That he wants to do to the degree what his mother wants to do in Lamaisa, that would be fine. We still need Das Basin. Only if both parents would bring him in, or so the father alone, he wants to do what they want to do. But with the mother, if she would be Megar with him, fine, he would do it. But Lamaisa, if she doesn't want to be Megar, the son is not going to do exactly what the mother wants unless the mother would do it himself. Comes Rashi, and that's why you need Das Basin. Eldi, clear? That's the sheet in the Gubetz is Pshat and Rashi. Very interesting, okay? Very interesting pshat. Now, Lamaisa, I was thinking, this scenario, do you really need the mother to bring him in? What if he comes on his own? What do you say? So the Rashba writes, Rashi doesn't mean Dafka, the mother's got to bring him in. The Rashba says in Rashi, who would then if he comes himself? The only thing that Rashi was driving in is that Basin doesn't what? What's the word in English? Prostitutize, right? They don't try to go out. We're not trying to go and run around and get gayrim like missionaries. We don't do that, right? So all Rashi was saying that Basin is not mechazer after the going to Megayer. But if he comes on his own and he wants the Megayer, why not? Megayer no soul. So the Rashba already speaks to Rashi. That's the Rashba that I gave you, Johnny. Let's get it down. Comes along the Ritva I gave you. And the Ritva says, not only in a case where what? Where he's coming on his own, does based on Megayer, but even if the guy has no das at all, and the father or mother bring him, and even if the father or mother themselves are not being Megayer, based on Megayer, das based on. To exclude what? What does the Ritva say? That we're not allowed to take him off the street. We are not allowed to take him off the street. Allah l'maisa. If a company has no das, and the father or mother don't bring him, you're not allowed to be matpulim. You're not allowed to be matpulim. If he comes on his own, that's one thing, Lamaisa. If he comes on his own, that's one thing. Even if he has no das at all. Even if they themselves are not megayer, based on megayer. But a kohen who has no das and the father didn't bring him, the poshut shot is that I thought, Shimon, is that the Ritva is arguing on the Rashba. The Rashba said if he comes on his own, that's good. I thought the Ritva was saying if he comes on his own, it's not good. You notice that. I thought the Ritva was being cholik on the Rashba, Pshat and Rashi. What'd you say, Johnny?
I thought they were cholik on each other.
I think that's a pshat. I think they are being cholik on one another. Within Rashi, if a guy comes on his own, the Rashba says if a guy comes on his own, it's fine. It's lav dafka Rashi. The Ritva says no. It has to be the father and mother have to bring him Lamaisa, and only in that case, but if the cut in Lamaisa has no das and he's not brought, even if he comes himself, he wouldn't do it. Interesting. Because the truth of the matter is that the Ra'ah, which I gave you, and the Mordechai in Simon Mem and Yevamos quotes the Rav Yoh, who says, Allah l'maisa, that if he comes on his own, and he wants him in Megayer, or Mekablon on Tov Das Beis Din, it's Zachin Lanim Shalom Afonim. So there's a Rishon that actually says it Befeirish. And as Nochum and Eli pointed out, what did the Tosis Rid say on the Daf? Hope you guys saw it. What does he say? Mushloch. Tinok Mushloch Berachov. You saw it? He says, Shein lo av eim kagon tinok shenimsa mushloch. O shavu yisro katane plishtim. Or they were captured. Right? Shavu, what does it say? Shavu yisro katane plishtim based on Malonason. They were captured. The Yidim captured the plishtim katanim. Because this Rit says, even though there's no father and mother, it's considered to be okay. So I want you to get that. You see, the Rishonim are bothered by when Rashi said the mother brought it. What's the din if the mother didn't bring it?
So we want it since Amalgas written Rashba within Rashi, but there are shitas that exist on their own, namely the Ra'ah and the Mordechai, with the Tosis written that say the Feirish, it's okay. The guy's Mushlach Berachoyiv. It's Masha, we picked him up. No. He didn't even come on his own. And then Nochum pointed out amazing, which we're not going to get to now, but Nochum and Eli point out, if you look at that Rambam, the Rambam says the Yisrael Takafoto. What's a Lashon Hilchos Avadim? No. What Perek was it? Perek Ches? I gave it to you. Perek Ches Alachachav? The Rambam says Yisrael Shatakafoto. Yisrael grabbed him. So Lechemisha says, grabbed him. Why don't you say the case of Matpilin Otol Das Beis and say it like that? But it says, Mamish, they grabbed him. So I want you to get that sheet down. Halacha Lomais. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting. So again, the pashtus is that that's the pshat and Rashi. Lomais, the mother is not converting, and that's why you need Das Beis. If the mother converts, it's pretty clear you don't need Das Beis. That's the lashon of the Gemara, that if they're all coming together, it's a schus to be with his parents that are converting, it's not a problem. We're talking about with the mother is not converted. And we're not distinguishing the father and the mother. They go after the father, they go after the mother, whatever the father and mother are doing, they're going to do. So we're going to be talking about a scenario where the parents are not converting. That is the pshat lemaisa in the Gemara. Okay, I want to just close with this. It's late. Nakuda, let's just get it. I want to just close like this, is that if you hold like that Rambam that Nachum mentioned, okay, we don't have time to develop. I want to just close with this. Seems like we're doing it against the guy's will. You grabbed him. Your mamish grabbed him. Lechem Mishnah says, why didn't the Rambam say, based in Matbilin also? It's Mashu from the Rambam. Against his will, it's good. The Mordechai said, the Feresh Baal Korach is not a gear. The Mordechai said, if it's against his will, it's not a gear. The Rambam says, Baal Korach, it's a gear. What's the pshat, Lamais? What's the pshat in the Shittas Rambam? So it could very well be that if you look, I gave you the Ran, the Rambam might hold like the Ran. According to the Ran and the Rashba and the Ritva, if he comes on his own, at least according to the Ran, we want to say some Machlokes Ritva and Rashba, but if the Ran says he comes on his own, we're not doing to all Das Beis Din doesn't look for him. So maybe that's what the Rambam means. Maybe that's what the Ran means, Nochum. That Beis Din doesn't look for him. So I know what you're going to say to me. Rebbe, it said Tukov. What do you mean Beis Din doesn't look for him? Doesn't Tukov mean you grab him? Doesn't grab him mean you look for him? Very hard to say the Rambam holds like the Ran, no? What's up, shot? So I think you're going to have to say like you shall me. Okay, could be. Grab him when he comes in, but it's hard to say Shim. So you shall me says, let's close like this. You shall me says, in Yevomis, in Perakhes Aloch Aleph, are you allowed to take an Eved and matbil him against his will to make him Jewish? Yes. You buy a slave off the slave market, he's a goy gomer. How do you make him an Eved Kenani? You give him Mila and Tefillah. Can you do that against his will? Yes. Because you have auspices over him. You have auspices over him. So that's the same thing here. You have auspices all over him as well. This gear. Halacha l'maisa. If in fact he's if you're talking for tall, you mean? If you're talking for tall, it's also difficult, you say. Because you don't have auspices. I guess you have auspices over him by the fact you're grabbing him, no? By the fact you're grabbing him. No. By the fact you're grabbing him, shouldn't that show that you have auspices? I think that's a pshat, Pinchas. By you grabbing him, show he's tachas yodoy. If he's tachas yodoy, you can do it, Baal Korach. That's a pshat in the Rambam. So we have degradations. Think about it, degradations. The mother brings him in. Father brings him in. He comes on his own. Do we go out and get him? He's in the street. Or do we actually talk of him? The different levels in the Rishonim. As to the psicha, this sugya of Kirkot. To what degree are we aggressive? To what degree? We built up the different shittas in the Rishonim. To that degree. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Hashem. Mayra de Kasugya. Let's dive in Mincha. Who wants to dive for the omen?